All right, welcome to the TCL Hub Podcast, episode 13. We made it to a Baker's Dozen. I think this will probably be the second to last in the team analysis series that we're doing. So I'm joined today by Zilla Farilla and Wet Bandits. Gents, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yo, so double episode today. We've been slacking for a couple weeks trying to get some guests on, but we've had a bit of a hard time with Dowling and Sudbeck, so guess what? We are going to analyze both of their teams today, but honestly, that'll probably be a small portion of the show, because if you don't come on, you get roasted. So, here we go. Come for the stories, stay for the roast. Let's start with Dowling. So tell me, first of all, guys, how do you know, is it Matt or Brad? Which one is it? I know they're co-owners, but which
Brad's
one
the
is guy, the...
Brad's the one we went to college with. Matt's his right. older brother, I think.
Brad right. was one of the 10 guys or so that were about 7 foot tall that came in and played basketball my freshman year.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it?
Well, we know him from knowing him from BV and you know, being on the same dorm floor as us. One thing I remember about him in the freshman dorm was one weekend they decided to do a slip and slide in the dorm hallway. And I think the RA must have been gone or something, but they laid down like a whole bunch of plastic bags or something and got a hose out of one of the sinks and put it down the hallway. I think they had it trailing out the door downstairs. It'd been like a third floor or something. And then they all got into their swimsuits and did a slip inside down the hall. Were you there, Chris, for that?
I wasn't. I can't remember where we were at, because where did you live freshman year? What dorm room? I don't remember.
Same as you, just across the hall. I don't remember what it
That's,
called.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was that same floor, but they were on the other side.
Yeah, they were on the other side.
Yeah.
I don't, that would have been like 99.
Yeah.
But right. Didn't somebody take video of it too?
Probably. Might be on YouTube.
I mean, video wasn't a thing back then.
Had to be on a video camera with a VHS.
Yeah, honestly, we're all lucky that when we were in school, there weren't smartphones and Instagram and all that good stuff. So, then a lot of political careers already ruined because of it. So, all right. So it was a. Are you going to answer that? Is that some important loan
no,
call? Oh, it was Chris.
Sorry. All right.
You're fine. You're fine. All right. So Dowling. I'm not really sure how to get into his team. I kind of like to hear some more stories. There's got to be some more. He knows Craig. He knows, you know, everybody basically. I went to school at BV. Is that correct?
We all lived together our senior year. So it was me and Zilla and Dowling. Dowling was my roommate. And then Zizey and Tim Meyer and Barry Hill, who's not in the league. But, yeah, we all lived together. And I remember, and Zilla brought this up, and I'd kind of forgotten about it. Do you remember what game we were playing? I think we were playing Pepper.
Was it Pepper? Zoom? I want to say it was Euchre, but I just don't remember.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think we ever played Euchre because I don't.
Okay.
Pepper's you know, it's similar. It just takes you actually have to think and there's strategy to it. But I kind of remember. I don't know if you were my partner or Tim was, but I think we cheated.
I was Brad's partner.
You were Brad's partner?
Yes, okay. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you were, because I know Tim, whoever my partner was, we'd cheat because we'd hold. Yeah, depending on how we held our cards, whether it was right hand or left hand, with how many fingers.
You guys cheated? I didn't know.
Oh, totally. I mean, if I held it in my right hand, that meant I wanted a bid in a red suit because right for red. And if I held it with one finger or two fingers, that was how many jacks I had.
This is like when you tell your parents you snuck out, you know, in high school or whatever. That's how I feel right now. I feel like the parents, it's like, what? You did that to me?
Oh, totally.
I hope this was for money.
No, I don't think it was. I wouldn't do this for money. But then I think we just won a bunch of games in a row. And Brad, you know, he's laid back, relaxed, calm guy. And he just went off. I think he jumped the table at Tim, I think.
Yeah, he did. He knocked him over. Chair went back.
I think we were chanting. I can't remember what it was. So dumb. think we're just saying, you know, chanting Bradley went set.
And you're chanting it together.
It was he just lost his mind.
He did. He was pissed. Nice. Well, the other story, I'll tell you the story you brought up then. I forgot about this until you brought it up. But
I wasn't there for it, so you're going to have to.
I was definitely there. I remember it clearly once you brought it up. It's such a great JV basketball BV moment. So me and Brad were not as good as Chris, so we didn't play on the varsity team. We played JV. And one year we went to, I don't know if it was.
I think it was Simpson. Was it Simpson?
Yeah, honestly, that's what I was going to say. I think it was Simpson. And we went in for halftime and we did our thing at halftime. And then we all came back out after halftime, did our little warm up or whatever, and got back huddled in. And the game even started and we looked down the bench. We're like, where's Brad?
Well, I think Coach Edie looked down the bench and said, yeah. Dowling, get in there.
Dowling wasn't there. And we were like, well, where is he? And then everybody's looking around and stuff. And someone went back to the locker room and they had locked the locker room and Brad was going number two, I think, in the stall. And they locked these locker rooms so no one would steal our stuff. And so he had locked in there. He's pounding on the door. He's yelling out the vent on the bottom of the door, trying to get someone to open it up for him. He's locked in the locker room for part of the second half.
I think it was several minutes into the second half.
I think it was. Yeah. So I probably got his minutes. So that's a couple stories about Brad.
Good stories. In fact, that he's now, what is he, he's co-owning this team with Matt? Is that
that's,
the deal?
That's what. Do I was we even ask. Know?
Yeah, sounds I don't even good. Know if we know
Matt
that.
Used to be in the league and then had to drop down to Cole.
When did they join?
Oh boy.
I assume they weren't original owners.
Dowling
was.
Yeah, Dowling is an original.
Is he?
Yep.
Matt was not, I don't think.
Yeah, because Matt, I want to say Matt was Tim's original owner of the Feelers now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we don't even know if they're co-owning or not. They won't get back to us on messages. I'd love to have both on to talk about stuff. It'd be cool.
Do we know how they got their team name?
What is their team name? Is it just Dowling?
It's just Dowling.
Yeah,
it's just original.
Else, but.
Yeah, it used to be like Midwest Martial Arts Monkeys.
Yeah,
And then like before that was Dude, Where's My Car? So I have all that documented. So there's a couple. I don't know where the Midwest Martial Arts Monkeys came from.
I think the car part was even David Carr, not even Derek Carr. It goes way.
Yeah.
Oh, you're probably right. Yep. So there's a few different team names there. I'm not really sure. Andy Reid's mustache, was that Matt?
That was Matt.
Yeah, that was Matt. Yeah, so that definitely is like the team that Tim owns now. So between those guys, because I think wasn't Eric Murray and was Bruisers? Was he?
That was Murray,
wasn't it? Yeah, so I think that's all the same franchise.
Okay.
No, Murray was I think he was in the league when I started.
Oh, it's a different Bruiser's a different one then.
Yeah.
So I think that's all the same franchise. So Matt might actually have a championship in 2013. Brad definitely has one in 2011, but I couldn't tell you if Matt was actually an owner at that time or not.
No, Eric Murray was my team, right?
Eric Murray, yeah, he was. I think that was like the. No, that was Jeff Fike. That was your team.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, anyway, so now I don't really want to talk too much about the whole Feelers franchise and that stuff. So let's stick to Brad's. Finished 11th in 2018. He's got an average finishing position in the last 14 years of 7.4, which is dead last in the league. So we can start roasting him now. But he does have one TCFL championship, I guess, 2011. For the rankings and stuff that I look like, he's got the number 9 overall keeper team. So out of playoff contention when it comes to preseason rankings, I guess. What do you guys think are some of the strengths on his team?
I think Deshaun Watson's the obvious answer to that one. Yeah, he's once he got healthy last year, he was a stud. So, but past that,
I do like Cook. I do like Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, he's got some youth on the team there. Yeah. So, I think I've tried to get Dalvin Cook for quite a while. Brad just keeps stiff arming me, so he's not going to give me any look at Dalvin Cook, I don't think. I think he's probably, you know, in my opinion, like I said, I could be a Homer Vikings fan, but I think he's pretty undervalued even at, you know, top 10 running back. I think he's probably closer to top five, top six, in my opinion. I'd take him any day on my team. But
I think you got your purple colored glasses on there.
I know. Yeah, it's okay. I prefixed it with that, so it's all right if I say that.
He was real good for a few games this rookie year, but
when you get hurt, it doesn't help too much.
Well, and just to go through the rest of the running backs, Marlon Mack, Royce Freeman, LeSean McCoy, and Gus Edwards. Where's McCoy now?
Couldn't tell you. Is he still with Buffalo?
And then according to your rankings, DJ Moore is his highest ranked receiver, which is surprising, higher than Ridley.
Yeah, these are like keeper rankings, so then takes a lot of youth into consideration.
Okay.
But, you know, he's got, if you look at the names on his receiver list with DJ Moore, Ridley, Sammy Watkins, Christian Kirk, and Golden Tate, not bad names.
No.
Kind of middle of the road guys.
Yeah, they're all kind of middle. They're all number twos kind of. But
yep. So I think the biggest question on his team right now is, what does he do at running back two for his keeper? Does he keep Mac or Freeman? It's probably going to be Mac. I think Mac landed after the draft, he landed in a decent spot, still with Indy, obviously, but they didn't draft anybody. So he still kind of has that spot locked up.
I think Mac's the guy there. I mean, Freeman would be the only other one, but he hasn't done anything yet. They're both 23. And I think Mac feels like he's been around longer than that. But
and Freeman's got Lindsey to compete with, right? So,
yep.
Yeah, he does. Well, and Gus Edwards, is he the starter in Baltimore?
I don't know if they drafted anyone or not.
I don't think they drafted anyone. They drafted a couple of receivers.
They spent $96 in fab on Gus Edwards.
That's sweet.
So, I don't know if that means you're going to keep him or what.
I guess it resets, so. What about receivers? Who do you think he's going to keep there?
Oh, man. I'm not sure it matters.
More for sure.
I mean, I don't know if he's a real contender this year, so I would just keep Young.
Yeah, so I'd keep Moore and Ridley for me.
Yeah, go Moore, Ridley, or I wouldn't even fault him if he went Ridley, Kirk. You know, I'm not a huge DJ Moore guy, so.
Well, don't forget about Sammy Watkins, only 26.
Yeah, he's
been around forever, but.
Yeah.
Who knows if Tyreek Hill's even going to play this year?
Right.
He's floated around to so many different of our teams. It's funny. Like, it started with me. I traded into Ben. Ben dropped him or something. Or traded into Dowling. I'm not sure how well that happened or Dowling drafted him. But, yeah, he's been around.
I have. Kind of like the NFL. Yeah.
So, all right. And tight end, his only option there is Austin Hooper.
Right.
Don't really have great tight end options, even on the waiver wire. You know, there's a couple of guys, I guess, in this draft that he could look at. But, you know, any of the, if you don't have the top 3 to 5 guy, it doesn't really pay to spend any capital on that position anyway. Just stream it. So that's what I
There's enough good tight ends in this draft this year, I think. I think he should probably draft one of them between Hockenson and Fant and the Alabama kid, I think. All of those would be real good options for him.
Yeah, you'd know all about those Iowa tight ends down there.
I'm not a Hawkeye fan, but those guys are those guys are both really really good.
Yeah. From what I've heard, one of them's a better pass catcher than the other. More the other one's kind of a blocker. But
they can both catch the ball. They're both really good athletes. Yeah,
looking forward to seeing them. I need a tight end too, so I'm gonna have to do something. Trades. So no trades last year. So basically get with it, get active in the league. But I have not seen any trades go down with Dowling team. So that's kind of the end of his story, I think. You got any wrap-up stories you want to tell about Brad?
Well, I got a lightning round modification here. We can't do lightning round because Brad's not here. But
it is time! It's time for the lightning round!
I did look at – I want you guys to tell me. Okay, so last year he dropped these four guys, and you tell me who was the worst drop of those four guys, okay? Cooper Kupp, Mitchell Trubisky, Kyle Rudolph, or Michael Gallup. Who was the worst drop? Those are pretty big drops. I mean, those are big names. I think you'd be better off with Rudolph maybe than Hooper. And
that was going to be my answer. But since you said Rudolph, because did Minnesota draft a tight end? They did, didn't they?
Yeah, Ertz.
Yeah,
that guy from Alabama. You said
Rudolph has got some. He's not that old, is he?
No,
no.
I think I just heard today too that they're going to potentially. Well, the Vikings might potentially sign him to a 5-year extension now. I don't know, the talk's going on about that.
Okay. So. Since you said Rudolph, I'll go with. I'll just say Cooper Kupp, just because he's got to be like 24, 25, and he's been real productive in a good system.
Well, I think he's going to be my keeper, so I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. Well, I'm keeping Trubisky, so he's dropping keepers for us.
Yeah.
I know. I think that's the most interesting part of all five of those guys is they were probably all snatched up real quick after he dropped them too. So I'm pretty sure I picked up Kyle Rudolph right after that. Right after he dropped him, and he'll be my keeper. So that's three of those five guys are keepers.
So. I'm just going to assume his favorite player ever owned was LeSean McCoy because he kept him forever.
Yep.
All right, we can move on from that.
All right.
What should he do here? I mean, do you start trading off some of your pieces and rebuild, or is there enough there to keep building on what he's got?
I think there's enough there because Watson could be amazing. Cook and Mac could be serviceable. Moore and Ridley got big potential. His tight end's the biggest opportunity, but I think he's got a decent core, young guys.
Yeah, he's got the fifth pick next year in every round. So, I mean, he might get somebody decent coming out of the first and maybe second round. So, I don't know. And probably, if I was me, I'd keep Dalvin Cook, keep Deshaun Watson, and hope you can get somebody – maybe a good rookie running back like a Josh Jacobs or something at 105 and see what you can do. Maybe build for the next 2 to 3 years, but I don't know if it's contender this year. That. So, all right. Off Dowling, we need to get to the second to last team. I think we've talked to Andy, right, Brian? So Andy, talking about your Skittles, he'll be on hopefully at the end of May here sometime. Actually, it's the end of May, probably early June, because after he gets done teaching.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have him on. But let's get to the second to last team, move on to the Bone Crushers. So we've had some kind of difficulty with this franchise. It's kind of turned over ownership a few times. But Dan, he's trying to keep his legacy with this franchise. 12th place and kind of an uninvolved owner. So...
Boom shakalaka.
We'll have to try to get Dan involved in the league, and I keep pinging him on Facebook and a few different avenues and not getting a whole lot of response here. So I don't know, do you guys have any stories about Dan? Do you know Dan, Chris?
I don't know. I came home with Zoe once or twice, I think, in college, and I don't remember if Dan was one of the guys I met or not.
I don't know. We know you and me, and I think it was you and me and Tamir, maybe Barry. Did you come with us for the Mallrats Eden Prairie Mall tour?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. So we loved the movie Mallrats, and it was filmed in Eden Prairie Mall, so we thought we'd go see it. Well, I think by the time we got there, you know, when we got there, we're like, oh, this mall has been renovated since that movie was shot. So it's like not the same at all. So, but yeah, you might have met Dan during that trip. I can't remember.
I know I met a few of your buddies, but I can't remember which ones they were.
Yeah. Eric, do you have a story about Dan? I think you
do. I do. So Dan is a super good golfer. So I was a senior at Redwood when he was a freshman. And just to set the story up a little bit, I was a freshman when Jason Belko, do you remember that name, Brian?
Yeah.
Jason Belko was a senior. And so we came to golf as subsections, and I can't remember, I think it was at the Benson Golf Course or something, and came to subsections, and I happened to be like one of the last golfers to come in with the score. And I ended up getting like sixth place in subsection and then being able to go on to the section tournament, qualifying for that. I knocked out Jason Belko. He was in seventh. So I knocked him out of the subsection playoffs to go to sections. Fast forward 4 years.
Now he was a senior.
Jason Belko was a senior. I was a freshman.
Yeah.
So you fast forward 4 years and I'm a senior and Dan's a freshman. And once you know it, not really sure where subsections were at that point. But Dan, I think it was at Marshall Golf Club, and Dan comes in and he knocks me. Actually, we got in a three-way playoff, me and Dan and another kid. And I was the first to exit. So he knocked me out of the subsection qualifying stage to go to sections when he was a freshman. So very fitting of that to end my my golf career, basically. I don't know if you guys know this, but he went on to, I think he won the state championship in golf.
Wow.
For, like, Class A. Yeah. And he became a golf professional, and he was a golf pro at Hazeltine Golf Course for quite a while. That's kind of a cool stat about him, or story about him. And he actually got me on to play Hazeltine once, quite a few years ago, probably 15 years ago now. He and Jeff Newman,
yep,
and me and somebody else, Joe Mattson, I think,
yep,
played golf at Hazeltine.
That's right.
So that was real fun. That was a good story about Dan. You got one?
Well, Dan lives in Austin now. Jeff Newman lives down there, and Steve Schnober.
Yep.
So he's down there. I got one back in high school. I think Craig was big into intramural basketball. And we had a really decent league, actually, intramural basketball league in high school. And Dan played and Craig played and some other guys played. And Craig organized a all-star game where the intramural all-stars played against staff, teaching staff. And so Dan was on the all-star team. He was pretty good at basketball, and Craig was too. And they asked me to be the announcer for the game. And so so I was running the play-by-play on the game. And we had, Eric, if you remember the gym in Redwood Falls, we had kind of this big gym, and then you had like this kind of upper window, this upper level window. Yeah. You could like look it out this window and you could see down to the gym.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, the game's going on, stuff, Dan's playing, and all of a sudden up in the window, his mom appeared to watch him play an intramural all-star basketball game against staff. So Deb Zubek showed up to watch the game. And it just made me think that, you know, maybe given his performance in fantasy, he should ask her to help him with his team. I don't know. That'd be a good idea.
There you go. All right. That's the end of the story.
It's
not like he scored, 45 points
and
his team did a championship. No.
No, I don't remember who all scored right. What, but I'm sure he played well.
Yeah, Dan was a good athlete in high school. And super in shape now, too, from what I've seen. So he needs to come on and give us some stories about us, too.
Right.
All right, so just on to the team real quick. I got about 15 minutes, and I got to head out of here. But finished, unfortunately, 12th in last year's season. His finishing position is 7.2, so just ahead of Mr. Dowling at number 10 overall. His franchise does have a TCFL championship in 2010. And when I look at the rankings and stuff, I have things a little bit color-coded. So, according to, the ranks versus other teams, there's a hell of a lot of red on Dan's team, which is not so good. So I think he's got a lot of work to do. And there are, he's basically the 12th overall team, according to the keeper rankings that I look at. So, guys, what strength does he have on his team, and what would you do with this? Let's go through his team. So he's got Aaron Rodgers and Phillip Rivers as quarterbacks. We're struggling a little bit at running back, so Duke Johnson, C.J. Anderson, Bilal Powell. Not a whole lot there. T.Y. Hilton, Julian Edelman, John Brown, and Doug Baldwin are his receivers, one of which just retired. And Trey Burton and Jared Cook are his tight ends. What do you do with this garbage?
Well, I think you pointed out Aaron Rodgers is like strongest, other than T.Y. Hilton, strongest player, which I would agree with. And I remember Scott Gaberson was the owner before Dan. I remember when Aaron Rodgers was going to be the successor to Brett Favre, we had a draft, and I was on a cruise ship. And this was back in the day when you had to like pay per minute of Wi-Fi on the cruise ship. It wasn't just free. And so I remember having to do the draft, and Alyssa was so pissed. I think I went down to the cruise ship computer lab and like went on one of their old computers to try to do the draft. That computer kept going in and out of Wi-Fi. I had thought I drafted Aaron Rodgers, and turned out I didn't. Gobertson did. It turns out he's amazing. So that's my Aaron Rodgers story. Still I think I had like John Elway or something. I was like trying to replace some old quarterback, and I'm just sticking with the old quarterbacks. So anyway, Chris, what do you think about his team?
I think he kind of needs to burn it down.
Yeah.
Well said. Oh, Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback, but did you guys see – all over the TV today, you can't chug a beer.
Yeah, I saw that. They were at a Bucks game or something?
They were at a Bucks game, yeah.
And, I think the video I saw was like Aaron Bakhtiari or whatever. One of their linemen just slammed one beer, and then they cut to A-Rod or something.
Yeah. He couldn't even finish it. It took him twice.
He was like sipping it.
That's the reason to drop him right there.
I saw another kind of mashup video on that too, where they were somebody just posted a video of like Matt Stafford, and Stafford can chug a beer like faster than Bakhtiari. So they're saying he's definitely a better quarterback in the Central than A-Rod is, just for his beer drinking abilities. I agree with you guys. Aaron Rodgers, that's his one, basically one and only keeper. T.Y. Hilton, maybe. And he's all right, but he's getting up there in age too. But I think Indy's going to be pretty good this year. So, not a bad keeper there, but yeah, I agree with you on the rest of it, Chris. You got to burn this down. You know, the unfortunate thing about his team is this is obviously the first year, and Chris, you're the beneficiary of it. Winning the consolation championship got you the first pick. Yeah. He would have had it, you know, in the bag basically.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But instead he lost both of his consolation championship games and he gets the sixth pick. So there's not really a whole, a lot of ability to start rebuilding when you have the sixth pick in each round. So that's going to be a little tougher.
I thought it was like just the consolation winner got first pick and then it went record after that.
You know what? It might have to ping Craig on that, because I have no idea how that's going to work. I assume the consolation tournament would be.
I guess I'll probably never know. I'll never be in the
game. Ooh, nice. Yeah, I wouldn't know either. So unless I'm gunning for last place.
I think Dan should change his name. I don't know why. You know, Chris did a great job changing names when he took over the team. I think it's time.
It is time. Own it, Dan.
What were you going to say,
Chris? I don't even know if he listens.
Well, I was just going to say, the only way you're going to make this better is to get rid of everybody that's worth anything. So you got to trade Rodgers. You got to trade T.Y.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else is really worth anything. But, yeah, just assume this year is going to be terrible and get some draft picks out.
Yeah.
Yep. With Duke Johnson, CJ Anderson, Bilal Powell, I don't even know what you do with that. There's not even really a keeper.
No, there's not. No.
So, probably one of the most, especially in redraft, one of the most important positions to have. You got nobody. At least he has one wide receiver that he can mess with. And Edelman just signed a tier deal today, I think, or yesterday. So at least he'll be around a little bit longer, but. John Brown, I don't even know what team he's on now because he keeps bouncing around to different ones. And then Baldwin retired, you know, a couple weeks ago. So
if he's retired, I mean, does that mean he's a target for Zilla?
Only if he comes out of retirement for like one last final hurrah. And
we'll get a pick. Gonna wait till he's 40.
Thinking about teaming up Baldwin and Dez Bryant this year. So
there you go.
All right, so we got no trades last year. Pretty inactive as an owner, so I'm not even really sure if he was setting lineups or not. But
didn't spend a dime of Fab.
No Fab. So I'm not sure if he listens to this. I'm not sure if he responds to email. And doesn't respond to Facebook, even though he reads the messages. So
occasionally, I get an Instagram response, but
okay. Well,
Trey Burton, he's really good on Madden 19. I don't know.
I'd like to put this.
There's a positive.
We should put this team together in Madden 19 and then like simulate it and see what happens. All right, dudes.
Probably got to go, but I got one lightning round question.
Yeah, please. Let's do lightning round.
It is time. It's time for the lightning round, old man, buddy. Now.
He dropped Larry Fitzgerald and Delanie Walker last year. Why? I just don't know why he would have dropped those guys. But which was the worst drop?
Ooh. Well, they're both not great, but
was Walker good last year?
No, not that good. Fitz has still got one more year left. So,
yeah.
Would he be a better keeper than Julian Edelman? Probably, mm-hmm. But then you got a rookie quarterback coming in,
right?
So, Tyler Murray. So,
right.
Who knows?
All right, that's a weak lightning round question, Chris. What do you think?
Yeah, and they're both just fine. I don't know. can you drop more guys? I don't know.
Drop every guy.
Yeah, that might be what it takes for this team. So, all right. Sorry, Dan. Sorry for the roasting, but I kind of deserve it.
Yeah.
All right. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll get Andy on. And I think that is it for this double episode. Any last comments, Jits?
Well, what are we going to do after you do all the team analysis? Well,
man, good question. So, I have a few ideas. Brian, you got any?
I think I saw a couple of your ideas. I thought they were good. What are they?
Well, first of all, I'd like, if you have this is probably a good time to plug this too, if people are listening, a proposed rule change, something that you wanted to bring up to Craig, more than welcome to come on and pitch your case. Give me 5 minutes on why we should change the rule that you're proposing to change, and hopefully get people on board with voting yes for that. We can definitely do a 2019 season preview, so we can just kind of look at the teams and what we thought their keepers would be, and then see kind of how they're going to stack out. What maybe do some sort of bold TCFL prediction show, something like that. And I think one thing that might be kind of fun is if we got as many people from the league, and we could just do a redraft version of it, but just a mock draft, where we can just have a few people on and make fun of picks or see what type of teams we can put together. Because I would venture to guess that the majority of us aren't just in this league. We're probably also in a redraft league of some sort. So just to practice that and have a good time doing a mock draft would be kind of fun. So those are kind of the next ideas that I got. Might bring us right up into the start of the season.
I think you need to do a mailbag podcast too.
Be pretty short.
Yeah, no kidding. I think we're done.
I'll send in 10 questions.
There you go.
Ah, do it.
And I'll answer. This question also from Crispy.
That'd be fun. I mean, if we can call out to people to send in emails and we'll definitely answer him on the podcast, but I've got one email. It was from Ben, and it was just basically saying he's the first emailer. So, question.
Well, here's your chance. Put it out there.
That's right. Give us some questions.
Chris,
all right, guys.
Would you come back on?
What's that?
Would you come back on?
Oh, for sure.
All right, cool.
For sure. It was fun. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on Friday afternoon. Thanks, B. Maybe I'll see you tonight.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Right, bye.
See you guys.
All right, that was the second to last one, analyzing Dowling and the Bone Crushers. Sorry to throw so much shade on your guys' team, but let's get some improvement and some involvement. Be good. Also, you're welcome to come on. It's okay. We're just trying to have a little bit of fun. So again, you can reach the podcast at the TCFL Podcast on Twitter. The TCFL Podcast at gmail.com. Send in your questions. Chris really wants to get that mailbag episode going. So you can also reach me at Eric Toft. Brian is at Toft Brian. Keep on listening. We're going to do some different episodes coming up. So once we have Andy on here for the last team analysis series, then we'll be good to go to get on to some other things. So also, if you have rule changes, send them to Greg. Copy me, and then we will get you on the podcast to talk about it. Anyway, I've got a couple, so cool. Talk to you guys later. Bye.